TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What's up, Bay Area? It's Al Horford from the Golden State Warriors. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I like that Grandy kind of does post-media day rejoins the same way artists kind of roll out a new album. They're like, here's one song.
Yeah.
Hold up. Now we got a second song.
But that first song we hear like six or seven times,
yeah,
and then he'll mix in, you know, some of the B tracks.
Did you really have to say six or seven times? Oh, God.
I didn't even think about that.
I know you didn't.
I don't have a teenager in my house, let alone three.
No, the teenagers don't do it anymore.
Nearly three.
No, they're now we've arrived at everybody's annoyed by it. Like, they had it, we were annoyed by it, so we took it. Now they're annoyed that we took it. We've been annoyed by it the whole time. And scene. That's what we've got.
Yeah.
6-7. All right. We are coming to you live for the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed here in San Francisco. And Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale is going to be our spot on Monday night as we get you ready for Niners and Panthers. It's a good time for a little Monday night tilt. Get the nation's eyeballs on the Niners. The offense is fully healthy. Brock and Ricky both had full practices today as they start their preparations, and an opportunity for the Niners to get to 8-4 and continue in what is the softest spot of their soft schedule.
Yeah, so, and the pick is in. Tonight's pick also in, so looking forward to that.
What's the number tonight?
It is six.
Six.
I saw a 5.5, and I've seen a six. We'll get the official number coming up. But
we got a home dog.
Yep.
Home dog on a Thursday night.
Yep.
Okay.
And those home dogs this year, losing record against the spread.
Mm-hmm.
Just as we
I know.
As we highlight. Yeah.
It's just fun to say it.
But it is. Yep.
Anyway, yeah. What time you want to do the pick? 4:50?
Perfect.
Juice is coming on at 4:45.
All right, then we'll do it at 4:38,
yeah,
right before the break.
Let's perfect. 4:35
okay.
for all of you out there with clocks. 888-957-9570. We're talking out load management, NBA schedule problems. Steve Kerr and the Warriors have repeatedly said it's the hardest open to a schedule he's ever seen in his life with regard to the number of road games, the number of back-to-backs, the amount of cities that they've been in a short period of time. We can either call them wimps or we can try to listen to them for a second. And the Warriors are not the only team sitting people out. So we have put out there, how would you change this? But we're taking away the answer, fewer games. Because let's be real, the owners and the players will not vote for less money. That's just not going to happen. So It's been a good discussion so far. Let's keep it going. How about Greg and Benicia? Hi, Greg. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I got two fixes for this. One would be I agree with extending the season 2 weeks. And the second one is I don't think either of you will agree with me, but I'm going to throw my owner's hat on. And, you know, when they negotiated these contracts, it was for these players to play 82 games. So when they're playing 70 games, I would feel like I'm not getting my money's worth. So I think it all boils down to money and incentives to make them play. And they need to be like private contractors, kind of like golfers. When they play good, they get paid. And if they don't even play, they won't get paid. So they're going to get a salary, but there's more incentives to play, not so much of a guaranteed contract.
Yeah, Greg, thanks for the call. Like, well, I think a lot of us have said for a lot of years, when you look at golf, that's the perfect model if it were viable in other sports.
Well, it's an individual sport, right, so there you go.
Well, it's also not like you can't, again, toothpaste out of tube. We're not, what does Shea make? What is the extension? How much money per year? Is he on his way to, at the end of that contract, for $78 million a year?
Something like that, yeah, about a mil a game.
And you're going to come back the next year and collectively bargain the idea that, oh, by the way, you have to play or you don't get paid. Like, it's not realistic. And the owners, by the way, here's another thing they don't want to do. They don't want to run these guys into the ground. That's their worst nightmare. The Pacers, many people thought, were 30 minutes away from an NBA title. And then 2 weeks later, they're like, we might as well just trade Miles Turner. It's over. It's over. And now they look like they look.
Yeah.
You haven't heard of any of them. That was in June.
Yeah, they beat the Warriors.
They beat the Warriors.
And then they won last night, I think.
In June, second win. They were up in game 7 of the NBA Finals. And here we are in November, and we haven't heard of any of the players.
Shea has a $75 million player option in 2030-2031.
There you go. Like, they don't want to run him into the ground.
He'll probably turn it down at this pace.
I mean, he might be able to re-sign for $85 million at that point.
Might be
and even, I mean, we'll go more to the phones because a lot of people want to talk. Yeah. But to that point, so Halliburton lays it all on the line and gets hurt in Game 7 and misses this whole year. You don't get paid. Sorry, Ty. Sorry, Reese.
I mean,
you did it all for us. We were 30 minutes away from a chip. You got hurt. You're out the year, and now you make no money because you can't play. It's not happening.
Sports works best when, on some level, the owners and the players are like, can we get together on this? This is a pretty good deal for all of us. Can we not hate each other? Like, in baseball right now, there is a total distrust, and it is headed down the road of some real, like, real fundamental problems.
Oh, yeah?
With the way the whole thing is built. I don't think the NBA and NFL are in that spot. The WNBA is.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you don't want that. You don't want that.
Yeah, and the NFL probably won't ever, because they don't have guaranteed contracts.
Right.
And so only 1% of the league makes astronomical money, and the rest of the guys, you're fighting for your life out there, literally.
Totally. Matt in Oakland is next. Hi, Matt. Thank you for the call. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
All right. I love this. Okay, quickly on the rule changes. Bring back the 1-1. If you can't shoot, you shouldn't be playing. I would get rid of the corner 3. I would get rid of offensive goaltending. I would change the kick rule so if between 14 and 24 seconds, you can basically kick the ball and nothing happens. That's jive. And then the last change is the 24-second violation. Why do you penalize the offensive team, who was the defensive team? Why do you penalize them by blowing the whistle when they could have a fast break? I think they should get rid of that, too. And then as far as the schedule change goes, I know you said no fewer games, but this is close. They're going to go 32 teams soon. And I hope Seattle gets one back. So what if you played everybody twice? That's 62. You play everybody in your – you go to 4 8-team conference divisions. You play everybody else once in your own conference. That is 77. And then this tournament is kind of a good idea, but they do it terribly. What if the tournament was like March Madness? You start with 32 teams, and it's one and done. You either – you win or go home. So there will be one team, or actually two, that will play 82 games. And there will be four who play 81, and there will be eight who will play 80. It's pretty damn close. The tournament stinks now, but the idea is good. That gives you gambling money. You can move the season back a little, forward a little, extend the breaks a little bit more, and that might just do what you're after. So there you go. That's my idea,
yeah,
which will never happen, but that was fun.
Yeah, Matt, thanks. I mean, his first bunch of ideas were just things that annoy him about basketball. I don't think they had anything to do with load management.
I'd like bring back the one on the one and one.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
You'll make a free throw. Let's get on with it.
Let's move. Yeah, but it's funny because I told you guys, like, in this conversation we're having this morning, I go, you know, I might as well go get like an 18-year-old's opinion. I wonder where I can find one. Oh, look, there's one in my
still
living
in
room.
Bed.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, 18-year-old, what does load management bother you? No, not really. Okay. Do you think there are too many threes? Like, is it just a constant flow of people firing up threes? He goes, no, we watch Steph Curry in this town. I got no problem with the threes. I go, what problem do you have with the NBA? Too many fouls.
Yeah.
Stop stopping. I said, all right, what'd you think about the physicality in the playoffs where they didn't call a lot of fouls? They just let people beat the living hell out of everybody. And he goes, well, I didn't watch, you know, like the whole league. I go, well, you watched the Warriors-Rockets series? And he goes, and I loved it. Loved it. Okay. So that was the response of one 18-year-old.
Fouls are up 3 fouls per team per game, which means 6 fouls per game. And this is just over last year, still a small sample, but I agree with your son as far as the fouls go. You got foul merchants, and you've got
totally,
you know, the contact is out of control, and I think that widening the court, creating more space might help with that.
Maybe. Sheo in the city, next up. Hey, Sheo, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? The first thing I'll say is I agree with Mark's point that the season should start, you know, around Christmas time and kind of maybe through July, less back-to-backs. And then I think the second idea would probably help the first one, which is I think that less teams should make the NBA playoffs. I think that instead of it being, you know, the 8th through 10, or what is it? Yeah, no, 6 through 10 fight for it. I think it should be the 5th, 5 through 8. So only 4 are get guaranteed, and that would help everybody. You know, it would make the game more exciting. People would have to play every game. There would have to be a lot less load management, you know, trying to get that top four seed. And then as far as like what the last caller said, just kind of a little bit about what I think would help the game is leave the game the way it is with the threes and everything. Just bring back a little bit of the physicality on defense. Let them play defense a little bit more. I'm not saying like the 80s Pistons, but, you know, just let them kind of be a little bit more physical. And I feel like the skill level that there is today and the physicality will balance out. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Sheo, thanks very much. Some very interesting ideas, though. Your playoff idea, I thought, almost like I wish I had like a big red buzzer in here. I'm like, that did kind of land in what I consider, right? Fewer games. And the playoff games, those are the biggest moneymakers of them all. They're not giving up playoff games.
If they started on Christmas, 174-day season would end on June 17th. You start the playoffs then, you're done August 15th.
Perfect. You could literally do
best
a big,
day of the year.
Yeah, big celebration. The end of the NBA season and then the start of the NFL season. Perfect.
But you'd be infringing on preseason football, Mark.
I'm good with that. That actually, boy, that sounds great, in fact.
Right.
All right, we're sponsored by Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard. Frontier Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months. Zero down, no payments for 90 days on all of Ford's top models. Deals end January 5th. Visit Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek or shop anytime at frontierford.com. 888-957-9570. We're not done with your calls, but we're going to get a big call on this subject and much more coming up next. Ramona Shelburne of ESPN drops in on Willard and Dibbs.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know what, Dibs? I like your picks.
Yeah, JK.
Yeah. Thursday Night Football.
The pick is in.
But it hasn't been released yet.
Nope. Nope.
So
we'll get into it.
Yeah, we will.
The higher or lower category is about to be released.
That's mañana.
Tomorrow will be consecutive sellout for the Warriors, number 565.
Oh, and so will that be the number?
The number will be 564, just in case they don't sell out tomorrow.
Okay,
wait. 564 straight sellouts, Mark.
That's pretty impressive.
Yep.
All right, I'm always looking forward to Friday, but we got a lot to do here on Thursday first. Want to remind everybody, celebrate the 50th anniversary of the 1975 NBA championship team. All the guys, I hope you heard Clifford Ray on with Goo and Evan earlier today. All the living members of that team will be on hand for the celebration tomorrow. And so throughout the Friday night game, the Warriors are going to be honoring the 50th anniversary of the organization and their championship. And then, yes, they're going to be over at the team store, I think, for a period of time. Would love to. I don't have the time slot in front of me, so we're going to get that. Oh, I got it. Here we go. 5:50 to 6:25 tomorrow. They're going to be at the team store. Stop by, high five, autograph, say hello. Tell them you heard Clifford Ray on 95.7 The Game, whatever it may be. Make sure you go check that out tomorrow, especially if you are going to Warriors and Blazers tomorrow. All right. Out to the River Islands guest line we go for one of our favorites. She's the best. Tapped into the league like nobody else on ESPN, Ramona Shelburne. Hey, Momo, what's going on?
How's it going, Mark?
We're doing pretty good. You know what we're sitting here talking about? After watching, well, the Warriors played the Heat last night. And yeah, there was, let me think, there was no Steph, there was no Jimmy, no Draymond, no Al, no Jonathan. So we're having just a healthy little conversation about how the league fixes this load management thing and how they can make this better for the current players, but we're taking away the answer, play fewer games. Because obviously the owners and the players, they're never going to agree to less money. So what's your thought? How concerned is the league about this?
I think they're concerned because, you know, it's just not good for this to be a continuing storyline, but not even just like, oh, these guys sat out of the game and they're load managing, they're not available. I think it's just terrible for fans to constantly be feeling like they don't know who's going to play if they buy a ticket, and then for these guys to be getting hurt when they do play. You know, like the rash of the Achilles injuries last year was terrible. The knee injuries, like there's so many great stars in the league that are not even playing this year. I mean, these are just bad headlines to keep popping up. So I think they're concerned. It's not great for the product. I mean, look, they've already sold the rights to the TV rights, and they already got their new $1 billion deals. But it's about the health of the league, and they got to figure something out here.
Yeah, you need to have your top attractions doing top things more often. My idea, Ramona, and tell me if this is cockamamie or not, but I thought you could institute an NFL-style bye week where every team would have a week where you just didn't play, you didn't have to practice, you got to just chill.
I don't hate that. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they kind of have that with the in-season tournament, right, where you know, and then after All-Star break, you have like one of those bye weeks. But, you know, most of the people I talk to about this issue, they say it's really just about the style of the game right now. It's that guys are just running so much more. You can find all kinds of data on this. But the amount of wear and tear that players are putting on their body now, it's not just from coming up from their youth days and college and AAU and all that. It's in-game. Like, in-game, the way they play now is just a lot more taxing on the body. And I don't know how you change that. I mean, I still think you got to come back to some sort of, you know, shortening of the season, et cetera. But that's not how the TV contracts are written, and that's not how the, you know, the player contracts are written. No one wants to give back money by not playing as many games. But I think we got to end up there because it's just a style of play. I mean, I don't know. Didn't Adam Silver float something about saying that we have a shortened game? I think it's like a 40,
he did.
40 minute game rather than a 40. Like, if it really is the style of the game, maybe making the game shorter would actually help.
Yeah, well, going from 48 minutes to 40, something like that.
Yeah.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, is with us. Look, we got all kinds of questions surrounding obviously, the Draymond Green's comments in Oklahoma City last week, the Jonathan Kuminga injury and situation. But I would love to start with this. The Warriors have talked so much about the difficulty of their travel, their back-to-backs. They lead the league in back-to-backs, road games, different cities, and they've struggled a bit through all of that. But they're 9-8 as things now start to loosen up. What are your early impressions of how they look as a whole?
I think when they've been good, they've been much better than I expected them. And when they've been bad or not altogether present, they've been worse than we expected them, right? Like the highs are higher than we thought and the lows are lower. In other words, you know, I think 9-8 is about right for how they've played because they just haven't been all together. But I don't know. I didn't take anything from Draymond's comments after Oklahoma City. I felt like that was just him saying, let's get our act together, guys. And then they did have a very good response in San Antonio. What I feel like when I watch them is that I've been watching these guys go through similar troughs and hard spots in the season for so many years that I really don't worry about them. Like, I just feel like they'll figure it out. They've been through so much. And I also just got done watching the Dodgers go through their regular season where the bullpen was terrible. Like, the offense sucked for a while. They had a very underwhelming regular season based on how good they are and the talent, but they were there when it mattered at the end. And I think that's with an older roster, that's kind of what you got to do. I don't care that much about where they finish. I think it'd be better for them if they finished out of the play-in tournament, but as long as they're in the top six, which is a big ask, I don't think it matters that much as long as they're healthy and well going into the playoffs.
Yeah, healthy and well, and hopefully deep, and the depth can continue to improve. Mm-hmm. And I wonder about your impressions of Jonathan Kuminga early, because the first handful of games, it was, wow, he's awesome. And then the subsequent games was, oh boy, kind of last year all over again. What have you seen from afar with JK?
Yeah, I mean, I saw him in LA, and it was like everyone was going out of their way to kiss up to, like basically say like how great he's been. And, we had this little bromance here with, both Draymond and Jimmy sort of claiming him, right? Of like, he's their young guy that they mentor. I mean, definitely with Jimmy, there's a real bond there. But the thing is, when things are going well, people talk about that. And when you get to be friends with Draymond and Jimmy Butler, they're going to also tell you when you're not doing the right things, right? Like, they're going to praise you when you're good, and they're going to let you know when you're not doing well. And I think, he was part of the reason he was doing so well early is because he was doing all those little things, not turning the ball over, making the right reads, making the extra pass, everything he was doing defensively. There was, I don't want to say he locked up Luka Doncic. The guy had 40 something points, but he played him well enough straight up that they didn't have to double him every time, which helped their defense in LA in that season opener. And so you see those flashes, but it's when he goes bad, it's usually the little things that all start snowballing on him.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN. And that's why I think a lot of Warrior fans right now, I don't know, they've either got opinions or PTSD or whatever, because every time the Warriors aren't winning, immediately it feels like all things go to Kuminga. And I think what people are curious about now, does he feel that way? Your colleague Anthony Slater with a very big article today, right? I'm sure you did. And the one thing, after losing 5 of 7, here comes this quote from a team source. He feels like the scapegoat again. Is that your impression right now, that Jonathan feels like he gets the blame every time it goes wrong?
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows the Warriors better than Anthony Slater, right? And so, and I do think having covered them pretty deeply, like we know what we're gonna get from Steph usually. Like you know, there's good Draymond games and bad Draymond games, but generally speaking, at least defensively, you know what you're going to get from him. The up and down is usually, fluctuating with the shot and how aggressive he is. Jimmy, it's just whether he's healthy or not, and hitting his outside shot, but he gets to the line so much is a pretty remarkable consistency. And so really the bellwether is Kuminga. Is it fair to him? I don't know. I mean, I feel like Pods has kind of had a down year, right? Like you could make him a scapegoat. There's been up and down with Moody. He had a great game the other night, but it's not there every single night. Like you could point at, Jimmy's production or lack, good Jimmy games, bad. But Kuminga is the lightning rod because he kind of made himself the lightning rod, right? That extended negotiation, and how public it was and how acrimonious it was. Like, that's what's going to happen now. Like, you became the story. So when things are good, people are going to write good things about you. When things are bad, it's going to be all your fault. Like, that's just kind of how it works sometimes.
And when he plays great, they have impressive wins like they did over Denver and like you saw in Los Angeles. But in general, if he isn't great and they don't deal him, you use the phrase bellwether, will they only rise as high as JK's role play can take them?
I don't even know if I would go with that. I think they can still win. When we saw that last year, they sort of won in spite of him last year. And he had big games when Steph got hurt, but they were okay when he was either not playing that much or coming off the bench. He was, or even out of the rotation altogether, right? I don't know the exact stat, but I know the stat from when Jimmy came over to the end, and some of those were JK games and some of those weren't, but they did okay without him last year. I think their ceiling is a lot higher with him when he's in the best version of himself, but I think their floor is pretty high either way.
Ramona, if my math is correct, we're 56 days away from what is being called JK Day. right, I know. I don't even love it, but yeah,
I came up with it.
Yeah, Dibs kind of came up with it. So, can you handicap this for us right now? What you think the likelihood is in terms of trade or keep?
I mean, look, we know the teams that were interested in him as a free agent. So you should look at those same teams right now. The Kings, the Suns, right? I think there was some interest in the Miami Heat, too. I forget. There's another couple of teams I'm forgetting right now, except of who the who the interested team is. Chicago, maybe, I think, was interested at one point. You know, Kings lost seven in a row, and they just lost Sabonis for a month. Could they be blowing it up fairly soon? I could see that, right? Like, Phoenix is playing pretty well. You know, and I don't know if they want to really shake things up that much or if they have much of what the Warriors want. I think it really does come back to the same question you had over the summer, which was, if they get a trade that they like, you know, will they do it? I don't know that either of those teams have what the Warriors like. You've already seen what those lesser offers are, but maybe things change because the Kings have been so awful this year.
What do the Warriors like? What draw the player they want?
I think you definitely want more consistency in like that 4-5 role. You know, I mean, right now you have Horford, who's good, but he's playing every other night of a back to back, and he's a real system guy for them, but he's not gonna be a jump off the page. Like, you know, what's the ideal fit? A guy like Lauri Markkanen? I don't know.
Here we go again.
In him, you know, but like, if you could drop a player, that's who I would say. You know, that something in that vein. There's a, you know, he makes a lot of money, and I don't know that Utah's trading him right now. So you have to look at the teams who are already interested, and you have to look at the teams who thought they were going to be good but aren't, right? So, you know, I don't know. Let's see how the market develops. I haven't gauged that market recently, so I'll be honest with you. And I've kind of been of the opinion that I sort of feel like he could stay. They don't have to trade him at the deadline, especially if he improves his value, if he plays as well as he has at the beginning of the year. But what's hard is as well when he plays well, you kind of don't want to trade him, right? You kind of want him to be on your team because you see the glimpses of it. And just remember, they I know people call it JK Day, et cetera. Like, it's a kind, you know, compared to the D'Angelo Russell thing. But Warriors got a really good return for D'Angelo Russell.
Yep.
They don't have to trade Kuminga. They're not, and they've shown you already by the way they handled negotiations that they're not going to trade him unless they get what they, you know, what they deem to be a good value. Because they think he's really good. They don't want to just trade him just to trade him.
Yeah, especially having the team option for next year also. They could just wait till the offseason and do it then, or Correct. Next year, the deadline, whatever. Are you surprised, Ramona, at the bottom-heavy nature of the Western Conference? I'm looking at the Clippers, who are woefully underachieving, and Dallas kind of stinks. I thought that there'd be more teams in the mix.
Oh, okay, hold on. I got to do something. I got to look at a stat that I saw earlier today. I got to look this up because it's so good I have to look it up, okay?
All right. I'm intrigued.
I'm in the stats too, Ramona.
Let's see if I can find it. Okay. Let me see if I can find it while I'm on the phone with you. This will be fun.
Okay. This is live Ramona searching right now. This is great. It's a live search. Stanford educated on the line.
All right. So somebody had it. Like the bottom eight teams, it was like basically the bottom eight teams in the Western Conference have lost, like, and I think it's like a combined 50 games in a row or something. Let me find it. Hold on.
Oh my goodness.
It was like an amazing stat.
I see what you're looking
it's
at.
It's 40 in a row.
The Warriors are part of this.
Yeah.
Yes. Isn't that an amazing stat?
So the 30 top, in a row, actually,
the,
yeah.
The top seven teams in the West are all on some form of a winning streak. And then the bottom one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight are all on losing streaks. And some of them, the bottom two, the Pelicans and the Kings, quite significant streak.
It's 30 in a row.
So add it all up. What's the number? Is it 30, like 30
Ramona,
or 40?
It's 30 in a row.
30.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Somebody tweeted that today, and I went, oh my God, that's insane.
That's even more than Washington, which has lost 12 in a row on its own.
Well, I got good news for your stat, though. The Warriors and Blazers play each other tomorrow night.
Okay, so it'll end.
That's the end of that.
Well, it'll probably continue if depending on where the Warriors and Blazers are, right? Because I think they're, what are they, 7-8 right now in the standings?
Yeah, 8-9.
Yep.
8-9. Okay, yeah. So then you'll just drop it down one level for whoever loses.
Yeah.
Zach in Memphis tonight, though, so something's got to give.
Okay, yeah. Somebody's going to give. They're going to start playing. Because, I mean, it's really hard to engineer that because at some point they play each other, right?
Right. Wild.
Is Memphis one of those teams that you said like they thought they were going to be good and they're not?
Yeah. Yeah, and also you have the situation with John Morant that's kind of ugly. I don't see him as a Warriors guy. But,
No.
But you know, there's just a lot of teams that are short of where they thought they would be, right? And those teams have to decide if they want to rebuild, retool. If they're one player away, is Jonathan Kuminga that player? And that's when people improve their offers. That's when people, yeah, you know, it's literally the same situation as Jimmy Butler last year with the Heat. The Heat were confident that as we got closer to the trade deadline, that some teams they assumed correctly in the Western Conference who were underachieving and thought they were one player away would get more serious about a deal for Jimmy Butler, and they were right.
Hey, could the Warriors get Zubats? Could that happen? We love Zubats up here.
Oh, I mean, I love Zubats down here in L.A. too. He's really good. I don't know why the Clippers would trade him. Why would they do that?
Because they stink. I'm looking at that. Like they're not good.
No,
it's not
but
working.
He's young, and I don't know that you want to just get Kuminga for him. I think you want to keep him. the Clippers are old. The reason why they're not good right now is they're old and hurt, and they don't have any draft picks. And so,
right.
To me, you don't trade one of your young, valuable guys who's on a decent contract. You trade.
You trade him for an even younger guy.
I think you keep him.
All right.
I don't think he's on the move.
I'm just over here spitballing.
One guy you stick with. You know, if you're rolling with James Harden and Zubac, you don't. That's the only thing they have right now that works offensively.
Right. No, I get it.
The only pick and roll action that they have that they can score with.
Well, just dreaming over here. That's all.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. We'll still call you again. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on, Ramona, and thank you for live Googling.
You got it.
All right. There she goes.
Guys.
Yep. Thank you, Ramona Shelburne, ESPN.
Almost impossible to do, and I love the way she said it. It's hard to engineer that. 30 in a row.
That's crazy.
Lost by the bottom eight.
Woo.
Yeah.
And ouch, the Warriors are one of them.
Yeah. Just with two, though.
Ow. I know, but... And I know that they're the top of the group, but still, referring to them as the bottom eight.
Yeah.
Ow.
Well, they're also in the...
they're also in the top eight.
Yeah, they're also in the top eight, so there you go.
That's exciting. They're the swing
team. Seven behind.
Seven behind.
That's right, 17.
Okay.
But yeah, you got the Clippers 4-10. And
I didn't even realize.
I knew it had gotten bad.
I didn't realize their record. So Clippers, Grizzlies, Mavericks. And the Kings, to a degree, even though if they thought they were going to be good, that's adorable.
They thought they'd be better than this.
Of course. Everyone thinks you're better than 3-12.
And the Pelicans have already... They fired more coaches than they have wins. And I'm just joking because they've only fired one coach.
Bro.
But they have two wins.
The Pelicans might lose 70 games.
The Pelicans should move.
To where?
Anywhere. Seattle.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
How's
that going to help?
New Orleans is not a basketball town.
Well, that's fine.
And
that
organization, your heart goes out to them. They're
Oof.
Just awful.
Woo. And the Kings are one game ahead of them.
Yeah. I mean, you get the Pacers. The Pacers are 2-13.
Well, they got
decimated.
And
they're basically trying. They're going to be trying to lose. Washington's lost 12 in a row. Brooklyn's 2-12. There's some bad basketball in the association.
Man, yeah, there's a lot of ping pong balls going on. Yeah, Washington came out of the gates 1-1.
Yeah.
And then they lost 12 in a row.
You've got nine teams in the league with a winning percentage below 300. That's bad, Mark.
Jeez.
That's really bad.
Jeez.
That's like a 24 win pace. 24
yeah.
and 58 is about, it's about 300 ball.
Want to know what's scary about looking at that group of teams is that the Warriors have already lost two games to the teams we're talking about, Sacramento and Indiana.
To the group of Drek?
Right. Indiana's won two games. One was against the Warriors. Sacramento's won three games. One was against the Warriors. Oops.
Yeah, and that impressive win over the Clippers by the Warriors doesn't look as impressive
now.
Not
as impressive, right.
Yeah. Not as impressive.
Not too good.
At the time, though, I was like, that's a good win.
Yep.
It's a gutsy win. They held the Clippers to like 80 points.
Yeah. Portland and Utah are coming to town.
Yep.
So there you go. Lock it in. Warriors will win them both.
Okay.
So not 9-8. They'll be 11-8 when we go to bed Monday night. The Niners will be 8-4. And the Warriors will be 11-8 when we go to bed on Monday night.
That would be great.
Lock it in.
Then you've got Houston, and then you've got couple days off in New Orleans, so that feels like a 3-1 at worst. And then OKC, even if you go 3-2, now you're 12-10 and you're heading out on the road again.
I'd rather go 4-1.
Of course, and you very well can.
And they can. Yeah. All right.
That OKC game, for those of you going, it's an 8 o'clocker. It's on Le Coq. It's
on the what?
Le Coq.
The what?
It's on the cock, oh. Mark. Peacock. For crying out loud. It's trying to keep it civil. Kids are getting out of school.
But then you didn't.
Because you made me say it a third time.
I didn't know what the hell you were saying. I'm like, why is he making a noise? What do you mean it's on?
You just said peacock. Yeah, it's on peacock.
That's even dirtier.
It's on.
Put a break, please.
All right, we will.
Peacock.
Hey, coming up on Monday, the Niners are going to take on the Carolina Panthers. And you know where we're going to be. No, not on Peacock, Dibs. We're going to be at Laughing Monk. Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from the stadium. We'll get you ready, starting at 2 o'clock. Great food, great drinks, great atmosphere. Sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium that starts there. Go to 957thegame.com. Seats are filling up fast, 957thegame.com to sign up for the shuttle. Also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. All right, a lot of you still want to weigh in on this whole idea of, okay, if the NBA's got a load management issue, what is your fix? What's your idea? But you can't say fewer games. You're not allowed. Also, Dibs pick, about 45 minutes away. Kyle Juszczyk, 1 hour away. John Feliciano, 90 minutes away. This is how we do. Willard and Dibs.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bay Area, it's Quinton Post. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Come on, Dub Nation. What are you waiting for? Download that Odyssey app now.
QP!
That's a great one right there. What are you waiting for?
No.
Dub Nation, what are you waiting for?
The most underrated big shot celebration in the NBA. When Quinton Post makes a shot, it appears that everyone is shocked. Mostly him. He starts blowing kisses. He is very demonstrative in that situation. It's kind of infectious. Not going to lie to you. QP.
Pretty fun.
Big threes.
Big three. QP three. Three. Ridiculous. Oh, he can shoot it, but. Yeah,
sometimes.
Well, and the Warriors, I shared this, I think, with the thread earlier. They're the only team entering play tonight that has taken more threes than twos this year in the association. They're the only one. And it'd be cool if they were number one in percentage, but they're not. They're number 10. And they turn it over almost more than anybody per game. So if they're not hucking it up, they're hucking it away.
Yeah.
That was my line.
No, clean it up. Seriously. Clean it up. Warriors.
So you walk into one of your kid's bedroom. No. Hey, Ella.
It's kind of like,
clean it up.
It's kind of like you with your peacock. Clean it up. What are we doing?
You know what we're doing.
Clean it up.
Especially now that Granny's stepping out of the room. Can't dumb me.
We're going to go to the phones in just a second. I know a lot of you want to weigh in. Couple football things real quick. Two things. First of all, as has been reported off and on throughout the day, it is now official. Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman, another healthy inactive tonight for the Bills. So whatever was going on last week where he was apparently late to a meeting, I don't think it's gone well since then. I have no further information other than this other new young receiver who popped last week who I've never heard of before.
Tyrell Shavers.
Like, this is the most NFL thing ever. You're out there playing fantasy football. Here come the Bills. It's a deep ball. Josh Allen, it's caught. Touchdown, Tyrell Shavers. I'm like, who? It's week 12. You're introducing people to me? And now Shavers is on Kay Adams today, and he's apparently, he's the Jimmy Butler of the wide receiver room, I'm told. He's like, I got to get Keon under my wing. He's a good kid. It's just struggling and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you're the big brother. I've never heard of you.
Yeah.
Where have you been? You've been there the whole time?
Well, he was at Alabama for a few years, then Mississippi State, then San Diego State.
Okay.
So where's he been? The answer is everywhere.
How old is he? How long has he been in the league?
26. He's a Leo, and he's been a Bill.
He like walks on the beach?
He's
like,
been a Bills since 2023, so it's his third year.
Never heard of him. Tyrell Shavers. Anyway, whatever.
6'4 and 3'8".
No, he's a big man, and he had a great game last week, and he probably will again because there's no Keon Coleman again tonight. Now, here's the one other thing,
okay.
And you'll love this, because you wanted me to beat Lucas.
You
wanted me to beat Lucas on Monday night. Well, all I can do as a human being is I can put my stuff out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
I can't affect the numbers, because I didn't win.
No.
He needed George Pickens to have a big game, and he did.
You're now 1-10.
Right, but understand, there's only so many things I can control. So, I had my people in Vegas do their thing. And they did do their thing.
Okay.
The news has just come out that both George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb missed curfew on Sunday night in Vegas. They got loose on the strip.
On the goose.
The night before the Monday night game. And as would have it, like what do the Bills do when you miss a meeting? You inactive for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What's going on with other NFL teams around the league? You see this all the time, right? Guys get benched for the first quarter or the first half or whatever. What do the Cowboys do when you miss curfew? We feature you.
Yep.
Let's roll. We'll
double your targets.
Both of them go into the end zone. Both of them have huge games. CeeDee and George go off. The Cowboys get a big win. Woohoo! Nothing. Absolutely nothing happens when you miss curfew when you're a member of the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, and that was a game that they had to have.
That's incredible.
They had to have it.
That's incredible.
As you always say, and we talk about it around here a lot, Matt Nahigi and our boss, our brand manager, he coaches all of us differently. He disciplines us differently. He treats us all differently. And that's just the way it goes. And yep. If you're Dallas and you really, really need to beat the Raiders because you still think that you're in it and you kind of are, so you're not going to sit them for longer than, oh, I don't know, zero?
A play?
Not even.
Not even. Not even.
All right, to punish you, CD, we're going to give you 14 targets tonight. You better be ready.
Better catch them all.
That's right.
He went to Dak, and he's like, they both missed curfew. So I think what we should do to punish them, see this ball right here? Keep throwing it at them.
Yes.
See if you can hit them.
See if you can
hit them. Hit them with the ball. Dak's like, all right, coach, I'm going to hit him with the ball. Touchdown, yep. Touchdown, touchdown.
Kaboom.
Lucas wins. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Back to Wiggins. Kyle Juszczyk's going to join us in just about 45 to 50 minutes. Dibs has got the pick in a little bit over a half hour. Bills and Texans tonight. John Feliciano joins us in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's ride. But after the baby Dubs go out there and lose a basketball game last night, bunch of baby gazelles running out there, no idea what which way was up, but whatever. We kind of threw out the discussion of, okay, this is clearly not good for the league. So instead of the constant, oh, they're a bunch of wimps, they don't care, and they're overpaid, and blah, blah, I don't know. I'm going to listen to at least what the Warriors are telling us, which is this is the worst travel schedule they've ever seen to start a season. Yes, they are also an old team. And so they're handling it the best they can to get to this spot where things will kind of soften up. And Steve has been very public, especially the last couple of weeks. I think there needs to be fewer games. But he also acknowledges there won't be. So what's the fix if we take away that answer? You can't say fewer games. Dibs has a cool idea about bye weeks. Okay, Grandy wants he wants to turn the court into a hectagon or something like that.
It's a hexagon or an octagon. There's no hexagon.
I know. That's why. We're coming up with new ideas. We're going to go with a hexagon. And then Lucas tried to give ideas but couldn't seem to get the microphone to work.
Yeah. Let me fix it. One thing I did note, which was something Ramona actually brought up without being prompted, I don't believe, was if we can't take away games, what if we just take away the length of the game?
Yes, well,
take a couple minutes off, do a 10-minute quarters.
40-minute game. Yeah, what if you did the college length?
FIBA, too.
Well, if you did, FIBA. If you did 40-minute games, then Steph Curry would play 26 minutes instead of the 31 he's playing now.
Yeah, like any changes are going to start affecting things that people care about, like history and stats.
Yeah.
It's going to change.
And I'm kind of fixated on this 1975 team. I know that they're going to be honored tomorrow at the game, but I was just looking at the pace of 1975. It was faster than the pace this year.
Really?
Absolutely.
But they only had to guard 12 feet from the hoop.
Right. But the shot attempts were higher than they are this year.
That's interesting.
And there were no three-pointers, but a couple things about it. One, shooting percentages were lower. And turnovers were higher.
Yeah.
So you were basically flying up and down and chucking the ball get it to Rick Barry and let him score. But
I love it.
I was fascinated because I thought that the pace would have been slower, but that's like Pete Maravich and the 70s where it was like kind of a freewheeling up and down in style.
My thing is to get really creative with travel. I would love to see the spread this out a little bit, maybe start the season a couple weeks earlier. Let's adopt the bye weeks, Dibs. Let's definitely do that. Let's start to try to get on a pace of every other night. So no back-to-backs, but very few back-to-backs, but also very few 3, 4, 5 nights of rest. Let's get on an every other night pace and let's start doing things geographically to help this out. When you go to the Southeast, do that. We're going to do the Southeast. We're going to do all the Southeast and then we're not coming back. One time, we're going to go to the Southeast. We're going to play Atlanta. We're going to play Charlotte. We're going to play Orlando. We're going to play Miami. Bye. Thanks. That was a nice week in Florida. We're not seeing Florida again this year. But as you notice, the Warriors have not played Charlotte and Atlanta, so they're going to go back. They were just there, and now they're going to go back later in the year. I'd love to see some creativity. Stay and play. Go to Texas, play San Antonio twice, play Houston twice, play Dallas twice. There's your Texas. One time.
They go to Charlotte and Atlanta this year on separate trips.
There you go.
So the now Atlanta trip is between Detroit and Dallas.
Not close.
Detroit to Atlanta has got to be a 1,400-mile flight, yep. And then another 1,000 out to Dallas. It doesn't make sense. And the other one, and I want to go to the phones. People have had great ideas. How is it that the Warriors have played 17 games and the Rockets have only played 13? Like, can we balance this out a little bit?
The Warriors have played almost as many road games as the Rockets have played games.
Correct.
So that's yeah.
It's just a little
12?
Foolish.
They played 12 road games.
Right, and the Rockets have played 13 basketball
total
games.
Yeah.
Including they've had a grand total of no back-to-backs.
What?
No back-to-backs.
You're kidding me.
No back-to-backs.
Okay.
Unless there's only 29 days in October now.
I know nobody loves to hear the millionaires whine, but I'm sorry. The Warriors have a point. They have a point. And so I am chilling on their 9-8 record.
Yeah.
Total chilling.
Just as long as you fatten up in January where you have that three-week stretch where you don't go anywhere.
I agree completely. And Jimmy Butler said it in the article. Like, we have to win. Whatever we do next, it's got to work. Or else we're not doing it anymore. So that's totally fair. I have no problem holding their feet to the fire after this. But I'm chilling on 9-8 based on what they've had to do.
Houston does have three back-to-backs in December. So a little bit of makeup, but no back-to-backs. The Warriors have had five. What are we doing, Silver?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Wake up.
Trevor in Rohnert Park. Back to the phones. Hey, Trevor, thank you for the patience. What's up?
Hey, no problem. Thanks, guys. Hey, so I got kind of a funny idea. I mean, the truth is, I think that these guys should just keep playing ball and play as much as they can. I don't really like load management, and I think they should be playing every night, and I think they can. But if you wanted to implement a rule, just do it the same way we do it here in life. Just make an age limit on it. Be like, hey, anybody over 30 can load manage these many games per year, and anybody over 35 can load manage these many games per year. Just put an AARP card on it, man, you know? Because the young guys aren't allowed to load manage. The older guys are. I mean, it may not be fair, but that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but Trevor, I think the response...
That's kind of fun, though.
It's fun, but I think the response you'd get is exactly the words you just used. That's not fair. And while I appreciate all of the thoughts about this, where, like, you get a lot of people in these moments where the parent in them comes out. And they start to want to kind of tough love the situation. You get your butt out there and you play the basketball game. And I just think that even the owners of basketball teams, I could be wrong, but I don't think that's where their heads are. They don't want to overwork and hurt the players. Okay? All of these teams employ doctors. They all employ health strategists. Rick Celebrini, I'm confident, would not sit in this room and be like, I'm so glad you guys had me on. I've been waiting to tell everybody in the world, these players are all a bunch of wimps. The wussification of the NBA is overwhelming. You wouldn't believe it. Bunch of don't want to do nothing jerks. He wouldn't say that.
No.
That's not what's going on.
They're the ones who are saying play less.
Exactly. Like, it's not working. So I don't think pushing harder. Like, I think some people want to fix the NBA the same way I fix things around my house.
With tape?
Just push harder. Make it work. Like, I'm going to jam that thing in there. You know what I mean? Like, it just... So I don't think that's the solution to start making people do more. You got to... I don't know. We got to listen to them. Let's spread this out. It has to be spread out more.
Agreed. And I do think that shortening the game, it goes against not only the record books and the record keeping, but also the general idea of entertainment. You know, you don't necessarily want to have a 40-minute game, so you know fans are getting even less bang for their already kind of excelled dollar. The money that you spend already to go to these games is a lot more, so now you're going to get less. You're paying more to get less. It's kind of like that with a lot of products that we buy. At least when you get a gallon of gas, you're hoping that it's an actual gallon. You don't measure it out, but
right. You know, truth.
You get a gallon of milk, it's a gallon of milk.
I actually love what you just said. The things we trust, it would be a fun podcast or docuseries.
Right.
The things that we just trust. Don't ask questions. We just stick that thing in the side of our car, and then the numbers are blah, 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 11 gallons. Like, yep, we just believe it.
Yep.
Nobody like pulls out it. I don't see. Do you pull out your calculator? I don't know, to do the math. Like, I don't know. I don't look up at the big sign anymore. It's too depressing. Like, what does it cost?
Oh, I look, yeah.
Do you?
There's a place that's $3.99 by the house. And so I keep an eye on it to make sure it's always $3.99.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know what's coming out of that tank.
Exactly. It might be calibrated to where every time it says it's a gallon, it's only 0.9.
Could be.
Right.
I mean, we all line up and go to, speaking of being missing curfew in Vegas, they all just beep, beep, beeping on those slot machines, and they're probably completely set to lose.
Yep.
And you don't know that they ever hit.
Well, then somebody hits. I'm sure there's somebody upstairs going, hey, we need somebody to hit.
Machine 15.
Exactly. We need a winner. Yeah. We're losing the room. We need a winner.
But we trust it.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey! Then everybody reaches for their wallet because I want what they have.
Powerball, over $600 million.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Mug Studios.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.